T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We first told you this week about volunteers at St. Louis County Animal Care and Control possibly filing a lawsuit against the county and two of the shelter's representatives. KMOX's Maria Kina tells us this morning that first lawsuit has happened.
The suit was filed yesterday alleging St. Louis County, Spring Schmidt, the acting health director, and Carol Baskin, director of Vector and Animal Control, retaliated against the volunteers because they complained to the county council about problems at the shelter. The suit contends the plaintiffs' First Amendment rights were violated. October 25th, all 400-plus volunteers received an email saying there was a reboot. They could reapply for their jobs, but as of yesterday, all the volunteers were released, and the health department released the following statement. Quote, "While we paused the volunteer program for a few days for training, our county employees will be working overtime to make sure the animals are fed, walked, and well taken care of. We look forward to a new volunteer program that improves the quality of care to our animals and look forward to current and new volunteers joining us as we move forward." A July audit revealed dozens of problems at the shelter, including unnecessary euthanasias, dogs not being walked often enough, and untrained managers. Maria Kina, St. Louis's News Radio, KMOX.